It's time now for Wes Stanley Weekly. Wes Stanley Weekly is brought to you by Wes Stanley Animal Clinic, Locust Ace Hardware, and the Stanley County Chamber of Commerce. Wes Stanley Weekly can be heard each week at this time to keep you up to date on news, events, and what's happening in the quickly growing western part of Stanley County. You can also hear Wes Stanley Weekly online tomorrow at 1010WSPC.com. And now, Wes Stanley Weekly.
Good morning, Leon, and good morning, Stanley County, here on West Stanley Weekly. Our last show of 2015.
Wow.
I cannot believe it. Tate Osborne, Director of Parks and Recreation for the City of Locust here. And as always, I'm joined by Miss Emily Jones. Emily, it seems like just yesterday it was January and we were starting out 2015 and trying to figure out how to get our checks wrote right.
No lie. 2 weeks ago, I wrote 2014 on a check.
Well, see, you're almost two years behind. You're 2 years behind.
Where's time going?
You were talking about feeling old last week.
I know.
So,
well,
2016 is here, believe it or not. But first, just going back, I hope you had a great Christmas. I know I've seen a lot of pictures on Facebook, a lot of great things. I know Turner had a big time.
Gosh, I know. Nothing is more precious than a two-year-old at Christmas.
No, you're right, until he starts tearing the Christmas tree down.
And I've got toys all over my house.
Yeah, there you go. So
I love it.
It is a great time. And it is New Year's week. Like I said, 2015 is almost over. See, I about messed it up right there. But we do have a few things going on. We don't have a lot, but... one of the things I'd like to clarify from last week, if you listen to last week's show, for some reason, I announced the community blood drive as being Sunday the 17th. I don't have any idea when that is. So, folks, I'm sorry.
I don't know who writes this show.
I know me either. But it's actually the community blood drive out in Locust is actually going to be December 29th, which is tomorrow. It's going to be 2 to 5 out at Walmart in Locust. Mm-hmm. So don't forget about that. Clear that up on your schedule and go visit those folks. And I'm sorry, folks, for the slip up there. We also want to remind you that our nutrition site in Locust is still in need of volunteers to deliver meals. It only takes about an hour every day. So if you'll call Alicia Holland, if you have a little bit of time during the day at 704-986-3769, she can get you a route and you'll be blessed just by being able to get out and see the shut-ins mm-hmm. and talk with those on a daily basis. It's really a great program they do. And then just want to remind the folks out in Locust, the recycling schedule will remain on schedule throughout the holidays. So we stay right on schedule. Mm-hmm. So we won't skip a beat during the holidays. Continue to get your cans out, I believe, on Mondays like they normally do. And they'll pick up your
recycling.
And
on January 1st,
yes.
2016.
There you go.
Yep. We're lucky to be able to keep our same schedule this holiday season. Mm-hmm. Also, with a full week of events and activities, the West Daly Senior Center has tons of things for you to do. So they're going to be open all week. And if you want to view their calendar, which is full of Zumba, cards, card making, all kinds of fun things, it's on locustpatch.com. You can view their calendar or visit their website by Googling West Stanley Senior Center.
And you might even see your old buddy Scott Aford there.
Yeah,
the
he
Senior
might.
Center.
That's
yeah.
right. And also the City of Locust Public Works Department is going to have their next leaf pickup. I know we mentioned this last week. The next leaf pickup of this season will be January 16th. So make sure to have any leaves to the curb on that day to get your yard cleaned up for the rest of the year. And then it's hard to believe that the year's over. We're looking forward to another season. The summer concert series will begin again in April, and we're already accepting applications for vendors, some food vendors, craft vendors. If you'd like to be a part of our concert series this year, especially in April when we have our second annual Taste of Locust, which is somewhat like a business expo, we want to invite all Locust businesses and have several food vendors there. It'll be a big event. So send me an email at events@locustnc.com for more information and to get an application, or you can also visit our website locustnc.com and visit our parks and events page for information about upcoming events.
Sounds good. And you know, it's like Christmas for me, always releasing the summer concert series. It is so much fun. It's like unwrapping that gift every year, but I cannot wait. This is such a great lineup that we've got this year. You've done a great job getting those bands booked. And hopefully, I guess, if you'll let me, Emily, maybe next week we can start releasing a few bands.
Yes. I know y'all won't believe me, but Tate was literally jumping up and down in my office when I booked some of these bands. We are so excited to have these bands in Locust, some really great bands, some of our favorites that we always like to invite back, and some new ones. So it should be a fun year. I am looking forward to it.
Good. Maybe next week we can release some of those to you. Now, the next announcement, I really can't believe I'm making an announcement, but I am. Our spring baseball and softball registrations are going to be open up online January the 1st. Gives you plenty of time to sign up. Mm-hmm. Now, don't come to me, please, March the 1st and say, well, I forgot to sign Johnny up for baseball, because I'll probably let you sign up, but I'm not going to be very happy with you, because by that time, we're getting everything organized. So, folks, you've got 2 months, plenty of time. You can make payments.
Yep.
You can do installments. You can pay by check. So you've got plenty of time.
Pay online. Our new online registration is easy and great. And I didn't write this down, but the registration for spring baseball and softball will close on Friday, February 19th. So, you've got just about 2 months to get that done.
Yeah, so go ahead and get that taken care of. Get it knocked out early. And then you can just wait for warmer weather to get here. And then finally, Emily, you here on my little script, you've got enjoy the new year Thursday night. I never make it to the ball dropping.
What?
No, I always say I do. I usually get a big meal, and then I'm usually out.
I was talking about getting old, and you really are.
Yeah, I'm usually
you're
by
embracing
9:15,
it.
In 2015, we're probably in for me Thursday night about 9:15.
Oh, I'm going to be eating chicken wings and Frito pie and all that good stuff until midnight.
Well, that's how you young folks do it nowadays. me and old Scott out in Locust, we'll have our fireworks going off about 8:30. And we'll have our coffee and we'll go on to bed. So,
oh, goodness.
That's the way we'll end our year with our slippers on. So don't worry about us. We'll be safe.
Have you made any resolutions?
No, I don't. I don't do resolutions.
No, okay.
I made one last year, remember, about trying to run from Locust to Bear Creek, and that one kind of fizzled out on me.
Oh, well. Best not to even try this year.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, why give yourself for it?
With that, I guess it's time for your useless fact of the week.
Did you know the space shuttle cannot fly on New Year's Eve or New Year's Day because NASA is not sure how the computers would handle the rollover of a new year?
That makes sense.
Yeah.
When you started that, I was like, why in the world? But I didn't even think about that.
I know.
That's
they'd have to reinstall a lot of programs and,
Going back, I said I'm always asleep when a new year rolls over. I can remember one time in 1999, when everybody said the world was going to end. when the computer
yes,
were going to
I remember
down.
That one.
Yeah, I actually had my computer fired up because I wanted to see. That was the one time I made it to midnight at New Year's because I wanted to see my computer blow up or whatever it was going to do.
I remember being scared. Of course, I was only 9 years old. But
what was you scared of? Monsters under the bed? Good grief! I was only 9 years old. Oh well, that's good. Well, folks, again, have a great New Year celebration. Be safe. If you do enjoy in a few little spirits, please find yourself a designated driver or find somebody to drive you. I know our local police and our sheriff's department will be out working hard that night. So be safe for them and yourself and your families, and I know they'll appreciate it. And listen, if you haven't visited Locust lately, come on out. Let us show you what a great place it is to live, work, and play.
Keeping your pet at their healthiest is now easier than ever thanks to Dr. Sam Griffin and the staff at Albemarle Animal Clinic and West Stanley Animal Clinic. Your pet will now have their own webpage called a pet portal, and you'll have access to pet information and records. You can update contact info, post photos of your pet, print proof of vaccination anytime, shop the online store, even order prescription refills. You can get your pet's food and medication at prices competitive to anywhere on the internet and pick them up at the office or have them delivered directly to your home. Plus, you can now get email and text reminders when your pet needs their next visit. Yes, now your pet can have cutting-edge technology at no extra charge as a patient of the Albemarle Animal Clinic or the West Stanley Animal Clinic. That's where you'll get the best in pet care with services such as the pet portal and digital radiography at very affordable prices. Save time, save running back and forth to the vet's office for supplies, and save money on products and services. It's cutting-edge pet care at very competitive prices. Only at the Albemarle Animal Clinic, 2427 Bypass in Albemarle, and West Stanley Animal Clinic in the Locust Town Center in Locust. You've been listening to West Stanley Weekly. West Stanley Weekly has been brought to you by West Stanley Animal Clinic, Locust Ace Hardware, and the Stanley County Chamber of Commerce. West Stanley Weekly can be heard each week at this time. You can also hear West Stanley Weekly online tomorrow at 1010WSPC.com. Tune in again next week for West Stanley Weekly.